Prasad, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki.
Jai.
Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki.
Jai.
Shri Shri Gauritai ki.
Jai.
Shri Gopanema Mahotsava ki.
Jai.
Gopremana.
Hori Hori Go.
Glories to their Soma devotees. All glories to their Soma devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to their Soma devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Tamil translation. Or is it okay?
Only
English. I can't speak in Tamil. All right, all right. Okay. Well, I seem to come here every year, isn't it? I was here last year, wasn't I?
Yeah, but last year he was not here.
I was not here.
Last year. April.
He was here?
Yes.
Last year.
Last year.
Oh, that's here.
Okay. Anyway, I hope you're not completely tired of me.
We are missing you, man.
Oh,
God.
Thank you for a headache. Well, devotees of this God, Sarabha, I'm very happy to be here with you all again. And I hope you're all happy in Krishna consciousness.
Yes, Maharaj, very well.
Thank you. Enthusiasm is extremely important. Well, as you're well aware, Gopanema's coming up. We got all the signs around. It's nice. Very nice. And we've got the Diwali balloons around. Adds to the festive. It's okay. Yes, why not? So if you're not opposed too much, then maybe we can say something about Lord Chaitanya.
Yes, Maharaj.
Is that okay?
Yes, Maharaj.
No one's violently opposed. And maybe a bit of Vrindavan sort of somehow or other. Look at this. See what this is? It's Ribena. Can you imagine? I'm 67 years old and I'm still drinking Ribena. But you know, it's only in Malaysia and Singapore that you can get Ribena. You can't get it anywhere else but that I go. Anyway, don't mind. I'm just a big child. Okay, so devotees. We're going to read a verse, not actually this verse which is on the board. You can read that next time. But we're going to read a verse from Bhagavad Gita as it is. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And we'll read from the 13th chapter, Nature, the Enjoyer, and Consciousness. And we'll read verse 26, which in the purport is certain amount about Lord Chaitanya. Shall we do it responsively? Do we do it like that? Okay. We will. Just repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Also,
cha,
and
at
Rajitarati.
Rajitarati.
Transcend.
Transcend.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
For it's your
mercy.
The path of death.
The path of death.
Shruti Parayana.
Shruti Parayana.
Inclined to the process of hearing.
Inclined to the process of hearing.
Translation. Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about Him from others, because of their tendency to hear from authorities. They also transcend the path of birth and death. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse is particularly applicable to modern society, because in modern society there's practically no education in spiritual matters. Some of the people may appear to be atheistic or agnostic or philosophical, but actually there is no knowledge of philosophy. As for the common man, if he is a good soul, then there's a chance for advancement by hearing. This hearing process is very important. Lord Chaitanya, who preached Krishna consciousness in the modern world, gave great stress to hearing. Because if the common man simply hears from authoritative sources, he can progress. Especially, according to Lord Chaitanya, if he hears the transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It is stated, therefore, that all men should take advantage of hearing from realized souls and gradually become able to understand everything. The worship of the Supreme Lord will then undoubtedly take place. Lord Chaitanya has said that in this age, no one needs to change his position, but one should give up the endeavor to understand the absolute truth by speculative reasoning. One should learn to become the servant of those who are in knowledge of the Supreme Lord. If one is fortunate enough to take shelter of a pure devotee, hear from him about self-realization, and follow in his footsteps, one will be gradually elevated to the position of a pure devotee. In this verse particularly, the process of hearing is strongly recommended, and this is very appropriate. Although the common man is often not as capable as so-called philosophers, faithful hearing from an authoritative person will help one transcend this material existence and go back to Godhead, back to home. And Yetwe Vanagana Tashukram Nat Nebya Upaste Te Chati Taratye Vam Rityong Shruti Pradayana. Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about Him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vaschityade Chatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Shri Advaita Vedanta Shri Vasari Gauravani Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Vanchakalpatarubhyaschakripa sindhubhyaevacha Vadidhanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes, very good. It is very nice to be here. I've been here a number of times, and I noted there are many nice devotees here in ISKCON Serenbad. Jai. Yes, well, okay. Lord Chaitanya and this verse, you saw how Prabhupada talked about Lord Chaitanya in the purport. Very important that, well, at this point in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna has been speaking about different types of people who may, in one way or another, in different ways, come to Krishna consciousness, devotional service. Different people with different qualities and in different stages of development. And in this particular case, of course, he's talking about those that, well, as Prabhupada explains, they're like sort of typical modern people who really don't know much about much. Prabhupada says here, I don't know if you noticed, some of the people now may appear to be atheistic or agnostic or philosophical, but actually there's no knowledge of philosophy. So they may appear to be like that, but they're not really like that. It's just very much on the surface, because in this Kali Yuga, everyone's degraded. Everyone's very degraded. One of our devotees, I don't know if I mentioned to you before, perhaps not. Many years ago, actually in the 70s, one of our devotees in London, I was living there at the time, he was invited to a debate with the chairperson of the British Atheists Society. Means like the chief atheist in England, basically, that's the idea. So the debate happened, and our devotee was so expert, just amazing, that he was able to make the debate, at least for the first half hour or more. He debated. Well, the theme was God. Is there a God? That was what they're meant to be debating about. So our devotee then, for the first half or whatever, or more than half, of the whole debate, he was speaking very cleverly, but he never used the word God. It was all just logic, argument, very clever. And the head of the British Atheist Society was a lady, and she was expecting some sort of typical religionist who will come along and say, yes, we believe this, and we have faith in that. These types of very vague and insubstantial, not intellectually solid ideas. But our devotee was totally different. And she was being made a bit of a fool of, actually. Yeah, and people would sometimes laugh at her because of how cleverly he pointed out certain mistakes in the ideas she was trying to present. So eventually, you know, she's meant to be the chief atheist in England. Eventually she became so frustrated And just, you know, she just couldn't deal with the devotee's cleverness. That she said, "Oh God." She's the chief atheist. And she says, "Oh God." So as Prabhupada says here, some people may appear to be atheists or agnostics, which is something quite similar, or some sorts of philosophers, but they're not really. They're just maybe a little bit, but not much at all. So in this age, in Kali Yuga, the idea, and it's the idea which Lord Chaitanya presented, is that you don't need to be some big brain philosopher or some intellectual to understand subtle, difficult ideas. But really all you need to do is to be submissive and just hear and take it in. Yeah. Of course, from the right sources, not just from anyone. You know, you many of you, at least older ones here, you would have heard of Ronald Reagan, who was previously one of the presidents of America. You heard of him? Before he became the president of America, he was an actor, a professional actor. That's probably why he was popular as a president, because he was very good at acting, putting on a show. So I read, at least somewhere, that his first job as an actor, his first job was doing I guess television or some sort of advertisement, maybe for the movies, advertising cigarettes. And at that point, quite some years ago, I don't know, 50 years or more perhaps, in the past, they had not yet understood that smoking causes cancer. It was not understood at all. So he was acting in an advertisement advertising cigarettes, and they dressed him up as a doctor. You know, the sort of white tunic type of jacket that the doctors wear, with a stethoscope around his neck. You know, the type of thing. And he came on and he said, "Yes, I'm Dr. such and such. And I want to recommend to you Rothmans cigarettes. They're really good for you. If you're feeling stressed, they'll relax. It's great. And I'm a doctor and I recommend it." Seriously. You know, you may think this is crazy. It is crazy, actually. But, you know, you have to be careful to hear from the right people, not the wrong people like that, because otherwise you can get into a terrible mess. But if you listen to the right people, submissively, you don't have to be a big brain and have, you know, big university degrees. Just an open heart and a sincere interest, and you just take it in and let it fill up your heart, and you become a devotee. You become a devotee. That's what's being said here. And it was Lord Chaitanya who said it. And you may know the verse, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoi Shravan Adi Shudachite Karaye Udoi. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema the eternal perfection of love for Krishna, Satya Kabunoi, is eternally within. It does not have to be acquired from, you know, the shop next door, like my Ribena. I really like Ribena. But you don't have to acquire it from somewhere else, from the supermarket. I need some Krishna consciousness. Let me go to, what's the main supermarket around here?
Family
store. Family store. You don't need to go to the family store. Give me a kilo of Krishna consciousness. Satya Kabunoi, it's eternally, it's already there in the heart. But what to do, how to get it out of the heart and just out into your life. Shravan Adi Shudichite Kalaye Udway. This is Lord Chaitanya speaking in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shravan Adi. If you practice Krishna consciousness beginning with hearing, Shravan Adi. Adi means first. First. Govindam Adi Purusham. You know that line. Adi Purusham, the first person, original person. So Shravan Adi means, Shravan meaning hearing, but Shravan Adi, doing all those things which begin with hearing, means adopting the process of Krishna consciousness beginning with hearing. Shravan Adi Shuddhichitte, it purifies your heart and your consciousness. Shravan Adi Shuddhichitte Kalaye Udoi, and then that Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, that eternal perfection of love for Krishna, it rises in the heart. It rises. Kalaye Udoi means to rise. Like our temple in Mayapur, Chandradoya Temple, Mandir. The temple of the rising moon of Mayapur. Yeah, so this is Lord Chaitanya, this is what Lord Chaitanya has come from. And therefore this qualification of being able to hear, being able to sit and hear and really absorb what you're hearing and really take it inside. It's a very important qualification for progress in Krishna consciousness. You may have heard, I imagine you have, how Srila Prabhupada, our Srila Prabhupada, one time, before he was initiated, was an uninitiated devotee, although he was practicing seriously, but he was on business in UP, Uttar Pradesh, in India, and his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it was the Kartik time. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was leading a group of devotees on Vrajmandal Parikrama, walking all around the greater Vrindavan area. And Prabhupada was sort of in the vicinity, and so he went and joined for a few days. He was selling his pharmaceutical products, but he took a few days off and joined the Parikrama party. So they were in a place in Vrindavan or the Vrajamandal of the greater area surrounding Vrindavan, a place called, what's it called? Anyway, it's the place of where there's a deity of Krishna as Shiradakshaya Vishnu. Yeah. Oh, what's the name of that place? Anyway, it's a famous place, so famous I forgot the name. But there's a deity there of Shiradakshaya Vishnu, but it's Krishna. It's not just Shiradakshaya Vishnu lying on an antashesh with Lakshmi massaging his feet. It's actually a form of Krishna in a particular pastime with the gopis. So, do you remember the name of that place? No, I can't remember. Anyway, okay, so there they were. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was giving class. And there were hundreds of devotees, hundreds, if not a couple of thousand or something like that. Quite a number. And he's giving class in the evening. And then what should happen, in the middle of the class, in the temple itself, which is just, there was a hall, they're having class in the hall, and then the temple was just like, you know, considering us here, just immediately just outside the door there. In the temple, the pujari blew the conch shell for the evening arati as the class was going on. And as that happened, as he blew the conch, quite a lot of the devotees got up in the middle of the class and left the class and went to have darshan to observe the arati. But Srila Prabhupada did not. Srila Prabhupada did not. He stayed and he listened to the class. And a little later, not long, but a little later, Srila Prabhupada received initiation from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, and the temple president took Prabhupada to meet Srila Bhakti Siddhanta and introduced him. This is Abhay Charan Day, and you know, he's a nice devotee, please give him initiation. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta replied, yes, I will initiate him. I have noted him. He hears, and he does not go away. Yeah, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said that. He does not go away, he hears. In other words, he didn't appreciate it that the other devotees went out. But he did appreciate that Prabhupada stayed and heard. And even Prabhupada said that when he was listening to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, sometimes it was difficult to follow, to understand, because Srila Bhakti Siddhanta used a very high level of language. Yeah. Even an interesting little point. We were doing some research just maybe a year or a year and a half ago or something, for doing a book about the Navadvip area and Mayapur and so on. And we found some old copies of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, some of these books, the very old handwritten, with purports, and we wanted to know what is being said here. So we photographed some of these things and took them to Bengali devotees, real Bengalis, including one or two who are professional translators from Bengali into English. And we asked them, please translate this into English. They couldn't do it. It was quite, you could read it. It's not like they couldn't make out what was there. But it was just that the Bengali was very high level. The vocabulary, the grammar, very high level. And they just couldn't figure out what was being said. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he often spoke like that. I don't know if you ever tried reading Brahma Samhita. Did you ever try that? The English there is often very difficult to understand. Even myself as a native English speaker, the first time I really read it carefully, I had to have it. I had the Brahma Samhita in one hand, dictionary in the other hand. Seriously. So Prabhupada said that sometimes he couldn't understand, but still he stayed and heard, and he didn't go away. And even here's an interesting point. Srila Prabhupada, when he first took disciples to India, they traveled around, and Prabhupada was doing programs on a regular basis, like evening programs in people's houses, different temples, and so on. And sometimes the people, the local people, like his hosts, they didn't speak English. So Prabhupada would speak in Hindi. And the devotees, American, European, didn't understand Hindi at all. Like, absolutely nothing at all. So there, Prabhupada there, he's sitting down now, he's starting to give a class. And sometimes, or in the beginning at least, quite a few of the foreign devotees would not come. They'd do something else. Some service, chant some rounds or something. But they wouldn't be in the class because they didn't understand at all. And Prabhupada stopped the class and sent someone fetch the devotees and have them sit. And they came. And Prabhupada explained, even if you don't understand it, because it's transcendental sound vibration, it will benefit you. So from then on, all the devotees had to attend the class, even if it was in Hindi or perhaps occasionally Bengali. Interesting, isn't it? Hearing. Hearing is really important. Let me just mention one other thing in that regard. Is that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Prabhupada's spiritual master, one time met with an American scholar. Now, this was like 1930 or 33, or it's really a long time ago. And in those days, foreigners practically didn't go to India unless they're part of the British government structure. Foreigners didn't go to India. But this professor, I forget his name, but whatever his name was, this professor went to India. He was an Indologist, means studying Indian culture. And somehow he met with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta spoke to him about the Das Avatar. You understand what I mean by Das Avatar, the 10 popular incarnations of Vishnu. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta spoke to him about that, and how each of the avatars, one after the other, from number one through to number 10, is representing or manifesting a progressively higher level of consciousness. Maybe you never thought about that, I don't know. It's an interesting idea. Each avatar, one after the other, is manifesting a higher form of awareness. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta is speaking in his very high English on this very complex subject. The poor American professor became bewildered. He just didn't understand. At the end, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta asked him, "What do you think of what I've said?" And the man's a big scholar, PhD professor. And if you're a big professor, you can't say, "Well, look, I didn't understand anything." Diplomatically, he said, "Well, it was very interesting. I'll have to think about it." And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, this is interesting, listen to this. He told him, "No, don't think about it. With your conditioned mind, don't think about it. Hear about it from devotees. Because if you think about it with your westernized mind, you'll never understand these things. But if you hear nicely from authorities, then two important things are there. One is you'll get the right information, which is a good start. Without that, you know, there's not much you can do. So first you'll get the right information. And secondly, there is a transcendental potency in the words of spiritual authorities. And that transcendental potency stimulates your brain in such ways that you then become able to understand because of the empowerment, the shakti, the potency which is there in the words of an advanced transcendentalist." You follow the idea?
Yes.
It's not just a matter of information. Can you take in the information? But there's a question of the quality of your thinking processes, the quality of your consciousness. And when you hear from spiritual authorities, then the potency in their words enters your brain or your thinking processes and sort of transforms them. And then you get the ability to understand things which otherwise you just couldn't understand. Anyway. Interesting, isn't it? So this is all Lord Chaitanya. This is all Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya is such a wonderful transcendental person. And I told you, I said I'd say something about Lord Chaitanya. So let's say something about Lord Chaitanya. You know that 5,000 years ago or so, when Lord Krishna was present on this planet, he and Srimati Radharani and the gopis would dance every night. There was a first time, which is described in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. It's around chapter 30. There's six chapters around chapter 30 of the 10th canto. That was the first time But actually the fact is, after that, they went out every night. It was not just a one-time event. So they would go out and they would dance the whole night. And then, as the morning was just about to come, it hasn't actually come yet, but maybe there's a little light showing on the horizon, something like that. I don't know, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, really quite early. So Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani, they would go to a place. It is still there if you go to Vrindavan. It is called Nidhi Van. Nidhi Van. Nidhi meaning sleeping. Van meaning forest. The forest of sleeping. Pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And in that Nidhi Van, which is still there, it's a little sort of a forest area or bushy area in the center of Vrindavan town, more or less. There's a little pavilion on one side, a little just small structure, and Radha and Krishna would go and rest there for a while before the morning really started coming, because then they'd have to go home. So one night, Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani were sleeping, transcendentally sleeping, in this little type of place in Nidhi Van. And suddenly Srimati Radharani woke up with a almost like a shock, like, wow, oh, what happened? Something happened. Yeah. She woke up. And she woke up Krishna, wake up. And she told him, you know, I had a dream. Amazing dream. I never had a dream like this before. Listen to this. She said, I dreamt I was in a place. It was just like Vrindavan, but it was a little different. Same but different. And there was a river, just like the Yamuna here, but it was a little different. And there were many devotees there, just like here, but they were a little different from the devotees here. And they were having kirtan, just like the devotees here had kirtan. But it was a little different. It was amazing. It was almost the same, but there were sort of these subtle variations. And she said, and there was one Brahmin devotee, very big, very, very tall, and handsome. And his body was an effulgent golden color, like my body. And he was chanting your names. Radharani is speaking to Krishna. He was chanting your names, just like I chant your name. The same emotions, chanting in the same ways, the same feelings. And nobody else chants like that. And I was amazed, and I thought, who is this? Is this person me? No one sings like this. Is he me? But how can he be me? He's a man. And then she said, then he started chanting my name. Just like you chant my name. And I thought, maybe he's you. Same emotions as Krishna calls out for Srimati Radharani. And then I couldn't understand. Is he me? Is he you? Could he be both of us? Who is this person? Then I woke up. Then, so she told Lord Krishna that. And then Lord Krishna, he picked up on his, around his neck, on his chest, he has the Shamantaka gem, Shamantaka jewel. He picked it up, held it up in front of Srimati Radharani, and he told her, look into this jewel and tell me what you see. And Radharani looked into that jewel, and what did she see? The same scene that she had seen in her dream. It was that place, just like Vrindavan, but not exactly. And the same river, but not exactly. And the same devotees, but they're different. And the big Brahmin devotee chanting in these amazing ways. And Krishna said, before today, I have shown you my different forms, Narayan, Varaha, Nrisinga, and so on. I've shown you all of these, but I never showed you this form, because this is very confidential, very, very secret. As you have almost guessed, this is a form of me and you together in one form. And we only appear in this form once in a day of Brahma, in the Kali Yuga, just after when we appear, means like they appeared 5,000 years ago. So yes, so, and then Lord Krishna manifested to Radharani the form of Lord Chaitanya.
Gauranga!
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 Gauranga! Are you all right? Are you awake? Are you alive? I think we have to do a little exercise. Put your hands up. Everyone, all your hands. If you have more than two, put them up also. And everyone take a deep breath. And everyone say, after me, very loud, but after me. After me. Gauranga!
Gauranga!
I said, now. But Srila Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur says this was the first time that the Lord showed his form as Lord Chaitanya. You know, it may be a little hard to grasp, but there are other accounts of Lord Krishna showing the form of Lord Chaitanya for the first time. There are other accounts. Did I ever tell you here in Seremban the story of Rukmini and Krishna and Narada Muni? Yeah. Yeah, let me tell you. Fasten your seatbelts. This is a good one. One day, there in Dwaraka, in Goloka, Dwaraka in Goloka, not Dwaraka in Gujarat, Dwaraka in Goloka, Rukmini Devi received the message that Krishna, her husband, was coming to visit her. How did she receive the message? I don't know. Perhaps it was WhatsApp. SMS. Okay, anyway, she got the message. Krishna's coming to see you. And immediately, oh, how wonderful, let's get everything ready. So she and her assistants were cleaning and getting everything ready, and she's just so enthusiastic. And then Krishna arrived. And she just ran to the door. Krishna's at the door. And she just fell on his lotus feet, just crying in ecstasy on Krishna's lotus feet. And Krishna's just standing there in the door looking down. What happened to you? Yeah. And somehow Krishna couldn't understand. And Krishna said, have I offended you? Are you upset with me? Because she's crying and crying. And Rukmini said, no, 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 no. I'm just so happy to see you. And again she fell on his feet crying. And Krishna said, no. No, you're not usually like this. I must have offended you. What did I do? Tell me. Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Ki Jai. And Rukmini said, no, I'm not offended, really. And she took Krishna in, sat him on a throne, and just collapsed on his lotus feet again, crying. And Krishna said, no, you're offended, I can tell. Please tell me what I've done. And Rukmini said, no, I'm not offended. I'm just so happy to see you. And Krishna said, oh no, I can't understand what's happening. I can't understand. And Rukmini said, my lord, that's the problem. You don't understand. Even though you are Sarvajna, you are omniscient. You know everything and everyone and just, you know it all. But there's one thing you don't know. You don't understand. You don't understand how much your devotees love you. You don't understand that. And for Krishna, did I tell you the story before? Okay. I did?
No.
All right. And for Krishna, it was, as they say in America, it was a wow moment. Wow. Hey. I never thought about that. Oh, yeah, you're right. I don't actually understand. How can I understand? I have to understand this. And Rukmini said, there is only one way that you will be able to understand this. You have to become a devotee. You have to take the position of being a devotee. Otherwise you'll never understand it. It will just be a mystery. And sometimes, you know, that will manifest. So Krishna was, yeah, right. Devotee, I must become a devotee. And Rukmini said, but not just any devotee. Not just like one of the devotees from ISKCON Seremba. Even though they're nice. They're very nice. But not just like that. You need to become like Radharani. The topmost devotee. You have to, if you want to understand how your devotees feel about you, you have to take the position of Radharani. And Krishna's just agreeing, yeah, you're right, Radharani. But how am I going to do it? Where, how, when, what to do? At that moment, devotees, in walked Narada Muni. And Narada Muni was depressed. He is not in a happy mood. He came and offered his obeisances to the Lord and got up, and the Lord saw, you know, he's a bit disturbed. And so the Lord asked Narada, what's wrong? What happened to you? You're always in ecstasy. What happened? And Narada said, you know, the problem is, I just came from the material world. I was preaching in the material world. And down in the material world right now, it is Kali Yuga. And I went to some place in the material world in Kali Yuga. It was called Malazio or something. Malaysia. That's what it was. And there in that Malaysia place, things are really bad. It's a disaster. And I went to this one town and I was trying my best to preach. I went to this one town, what was its name? Swimban. Swamban. Swimban. I went to that place. And there's a few devotees, but not many, and the rest of the people, ugh. Oh boy, I got such a headache trying to preach there. And I just don't know what to do. Narada Muni said, I don't know what to do. We've got to try to help these people. And I tried, but I just couldn't, I could hardly do anything in that Sarimbong place. I could hardly do anything. And so I was thinking, how can we help these people? And then I understood, the only way these people can be helped is if you go yourself. Otherwise, even Mahavishnu, some other avatar, they won't be able to manage. The people are just too far gone. So you're going to have to go. And Krishna was a little taken aback. Really? Wow. Okay, I hadn't thought of that. And then Narada Muni said, but you cannot go as you normally go, as an avatar doing all sorts of fantastic superhuman things. Because if you do that, they will try to imitate you. And you'll get lots of false avatars. You must go as a devotee. You have to go as a devotee. Because then if they copy you, they'll become devotees. And you can then show them how to be devotees. Demonstrate the process. Oh, and Lord Krishna became ecstatic. That's it. That's it. I will go down in the Kali Yuga as a combined form of me and Srimati Radharani. And I'll give everyone Krishna consciousness and I will experience the position of Radharani myself.
Golanga!
See, got it. Hasn't it? Stories from Lochan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Mangala. Yeah, so that's another story of the first time Krishna manifested the form, because he manifested the form there in front of Narada. And then shortly after he came to this world. So, there's a couple of little levers about Lord Chaitanya. And, you know, the day is coming up. What is Thursday? Am I right? It's Thursday.
Thursday.
Yes,
Thursday.
Thursday next week. Have a nice festival.
Evil.
I will be in KL. Evil. Yes. Anyway, I'm sure you'll have a nice festival. Such a wonderful occasion. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai!
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai!
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai!
Sri Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai!
Go Premanande. Hari Bol.
Bhagavad Swami Maharaj ki.
Jai!
ISKCON Sarimban devotees ki.
Jai!
That's you. Okay, what's next?
Cake.
Cake. I must eat a cake.